Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 66 to close at 21,640. Incredible. It's another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high close, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex in beautiful uptown Scottsdale. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. Let me explain the situation for you. I am in the talk studio. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room, which is a room adjacent to the talk studio. There is a big glass partition between us. It's kind of like a police lineup going on here. They file in. I try and identify the guilty parties. Ah, there we are. James, Josh, Wes, Renee, thank you for joining us. Doreen, of course, bringing in the candles. We use lavender-scented candles. Who else do we have? Chris Carson, good to see you. Wendy joining in once again. Thank you very much. A couple of folks from the Fanatic. That's our sister station, the Sports Fanatic Station, 1580 AM. Crespin, who is ubiquitous. Also, Rock and Manooch. Good. Good to see you guys. Thank you for participating. They're lighting the candles now, and this lovely glow comes up from the control room. Not that we really need fire around here, not on a day like today. Dog days of summer, hot, sultry, oh my. If everybody is ready, who's leading the parade today? Wendy. Wendy did this last week, and apparently leadership has gone to her head now. Wendy will lead the parade. Go ahead and start the parade. There they go. A precision lockstep down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro, also known as the Break Room, where today they will enjoy oatmeal and raisin cookies, homemade by Doreen. Thank you so much for that. They're delicious. Had a little taste earlier. Dow Industrials up 66. Record high, 21,640. S&P 500 up 13. Record high, 2,473. NASDAQ Composite up 40. Record high, 6,385. Russell 2000 up 14 at a record high, 1,441. All four closing at a record high. This is the first time all four indexes closed at a record high on the same day since March 1st. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 1 basis point at 2.27%. Oil up 69 cents at $47.09. Gold down a dollar at $12.42. Enjoy those cookies. Cookies and milk. Because you never know how long the celebration will last. Could be over tomorrow. ETFs have seen new net inflows of $250 billion so far this year. More than half of that inflow has gone into just about 20 ETFs, or about 1% of the exchange-traded fund universe. The most popular ETF this year in terms of flows has been the iShares Core S&P 500 ETF. The ticker there is IVV, which has taken in a little over $18 billion. Two other iShares equity products, the iShares Core MSCI EAFE, and the ticker is IEFA. It's a market cap-weighted index of developed market stocks in Europe, Australasia, and the Far East, excluding U.S. and Canada. And the iShares Core MSCI Emerging Markets ETF, that's IEMG. They round out the top three. So where's the money going? Into some of the most passive exchange-traded funds you can find. which may not be a bad thing. According to a new Bank of America Merrill Lynch survey of 207 investors with a total of $586 billion under management, money managers are a net 20% underweight U.S. stocks. Now, that's despite the major averages setting new records on an almost weekly basis. So, there are a few takeaways here. Maybe the passive approach works. That's one. But these takeaways, really, they're all supportive of equities. The survey suggests there is lots of money that could still be put to work in stocks. Another takeaway is that there aren't a lot of natural sellers left, since anyone who wanted to sell has already done so. Finally, the most successful investors say that the time to buy is when everyone else is selling. While investors are going to be looking at quarterly earnings to see if high valuations are justified in the face of mixed economic data, tepid inflation, and what's looking more and more like policy gridlock in Washington, analysts estimating up to an 8.7% rise in second quarter earnings and 4.6% increase in revenue for the S&P 500 companies compared to a year ago. The S&P tech sector has been the best performing sector this year, despite concerns about stretched valuations. Investors are looking for growth, and tech seems pretty much immune to policy uncertainties. Perhaps the exception is IBM, though, down 4.2% today at a one-year low. IBM quarterly revenue came in below expectations, and that marks the 21st consecutive quarter of declining revenue for Big Blue. Stock was the biggest drag on the Dow and the S&P today. Wall Street has a new bond trading king, Morgan Stanley, up 2.1% after the bank reported better-than-expected profit and bond trading revenue declines that were modest compared to Goldman Sachs. Now, Goldman was down 0.5% today. And while revenue from fixed income fell during a quiet second quarter, Morgan Stanley still reported fixed income sales and trading revenue of $1.2 billion. That's down about 4% from last year, but a lot better than the stunning 40% drop reported yesterday by rival Goldman Sachs over the same period. Morgan Stanley has bested Goldman Sachs in fixed income revenue for two quarters now, with $2.9 billion of fixed income trading revenue in the first half of the year compared to Goldman's $2.8 billion. CSX down 6.5%, third largest U.S. railroad operator's forecast missed expectations. Other railroad companies, Union Pacific down 2%, Kansas City Southern down 0.7%. American Express profit fell less than expected in the second quarter. Higher spending by card members made up for increased cost from offering rewards. Amex said card member spending was up 8% in the second quarter. Revenue flat, net income came in better than estimates. Amex down 1% in trading today. T-Mobile beat revenue and profit estimates, added more customers than expected in the most recent quarter, shares up 5%. Here was the biggest boost for the S&P and the NASDAQ, though. Vertex Pharmaceuticals jumped as much as 26%, hit an all-time high. Company reported positive results for its cystic fibrosis treatment. Spices maker McCormick & Company has won the battle to buy Reckitt Benckiser's North American food business, paying a little higher than expected, $4.2 billion. Reckitt said in April it was reviewing options for the unit. That includes French's mustard, Frank's red hot sauce. They're trying to cut debt following a $16 billion purchase of baby formula maker Mead Johnson. Well, the Senate Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare could not muster enough support for a vote Monday. Yesterday, President Trump said he wanted to just repeal the Affordable Care Act and come up with a replacement sometime down the road. Today, the Congressional Budget Office released an estimate saying that just a repeal would result in 17 million more uninsured within a year and 32 million more uninsured within 9 years. So today, it's back to repeal and replace. And Trump wants senators to stay in Washington until they get it done. They might never leave. Polling shows just 12% of Americans support the Senate health care bill. Meanwhile, their counterparts in the House look to reset matters with a fresh budget proposal. The House Republicans' spending plan aims to balance the federal budget within a decade, reducing the deficit by $6.5 trillion, partially by cutting billions of dollars from entitlement programs such as Medicare and Social Security. Like the proposal the White House released in May, the House proposal is a blueprint, not a bill set in stone. It also assumes the Senate health package will become law, which is an increasingly unlikely outcome. But even if this budget is not passed as written, it puts House Republicans' financial priorities on full display. The House budget proposes increasing the base national defense budget by $70 billion, from $551 billion in fiscal year 2017 to $621 billion in fiscal year 2018. Now, that's more than the $574 billion in base defense spending recently proposed by the White House. Also included in the proposal, $75 billion to fight terrorism, as well as significant funding on resources for border security, which would include construction of a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. The House budget proposes reducing spending on entitlement programs, such as Medicare, by $203 billion next year, instructing 11 House committees to find ways to reduce spending. These cuts would in part come from programs like Medicare, which would face $487 billion in cuts over the next decade, and Social Security, facing about $4 billion in cuts over the same time frame. The House proposal would try to reduce overall tax rates and simplify the tax code. The budget also stipulates that such a bill should repeal the alternative minimum tax and reduce the corporate tax rate. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 66 at 21,640. S&P 500 up 13 at 2,473. NASDAQ up 40 at 6,385. Record high closes across the board. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog is eatthebankers.com.